Okay, good morning everybody. Here we are at Parshat Beshalach. So Parshat Beshalach, a long parsha, a lot of things happened in this week's parsha. Let's look at something towards the end of the parsha. You know, we have the whole episode with the Mav. That's the first time I've brought it in Am Yisrael Mav. And one of the things that happens, the Pasuk tells us, by Yibiyeh Mashishi, look to Lech and Mishnah. The people go out, and what do you know, what a surprise, there is Dal. Each person gets Dal. Look to Lech and Mishnah, Shnei Ho'im El Ha'echot. Two Oymer instead of one, every regular day, every person got one Oymer. On this Friday morning, everybody got two. Shnei Ho'im El Ha'echot. By work on the Seo Ha'edot, by a Gidul Ha'echot. So we know that it's from this event that we learn out the idea of having Lech and Mishnah on Shabbat. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Omer Rabbi Abba, the Shabbos, Chayav Ovenri Soya al Shtei Tikri. On Shabbos, a person has to make Hamutzi on two loaves of bread. There's Siv, and it comes from this pocket. There's Siv, Lech and Mishnah, but the common Shabbos, there was this double portion, Lech and Mishnah. So first of all, just understand a little bit what is the reason to make it Russia. The pocket's just telling you an event that took place. So the Torah will call it to the name of one of the Rishonim, the Kolboi. We'll finish for Kolboi. The letter Lamegla de Legufe Otto, Loedio Shilok to Lech HaMishnah. We cannot say that the Pasuk is just simply recording the event that took place. The Zek Siv Beyichud, Shilik to Shnei Ho'im El Ha'echot. If we carry on reading carefully the Pasuk, we'll see that the actual words Lech HaMishnah are Miutar, they are spare. Why? They're extra, because the words Lik to Lech HaMishnah, Shnei Ho'im El Ha'echot. The Pasuk already specifies in the next two words that there was Shnei Ho'im El Ha'echot. Each person got two, so we know that two is double. So these words, Lech and Mishnah, are additional, they're out of place. They're something that's here for a drasha. So on these basis, these words, Lech and Mishnah, we have this drasha, then on Shabbos, we have two loaves of bread.
At each meal.
Now let's.
But the Omer is defined.
Sorry?
The Omer is defined. When it says you have two Omer, it doesn't mean you have two pieces.
Then the
huge piece that is going to
Omer,
no?
Right, I don't know altogether exactly how the model came. The model was
Omer,
it was an Omer, but what was it? It was an Omer of, it was one big piece, it was one big piece.
So, therefore,
right.
Therefore you need to let
them
say it's two pieces, no? Wouldn't you say that?
Very nice idea. Thing. Without that, we just see.
You know, you have
Lech and Mishnah.
You don't have one big portion or two small portions. Two Omer portions, so you need
two Omer is just what they have. They have a double amount. But how do you know two pieces of bread? That lies in these words, Lech and Mishnah, double bread. Let's just look a little at, in truth, what is the status of this drasha? Is this indeed a day, right? Let's have Lech and Mishnah on Shabbos. So is it? This pasuk is what we call an asmata, it's a drasha, which is meravid to us this idea, but in fact it's not a full blown deraita, and some possible nafkamina. So let's have a look. We have a halacha recorded in Shulchan Aruch. In Ein Yodei Matzeget, Liknei Diyayin the Kiddush for Lahokin Tzorchi Tzu'uda. What happens if a person doesn't have sufficient funds, sufficient money to purchase wine for Kiddush, and also to prepare the Tzorchei Tzuda, the Chavet HaLayla, the Chavet HaYoyim, or the Kiddush HaYoyim. So what is going to come first, out of all these various different priorities, what's got to come first? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Mutav Sheyikne Yayin, the Kiddush HaLayla. The best, the first, the top priority is wine for Kiddush. In Mashi Yochin, Tzorchei Tzuda, more than the Tzorchei Tzuda. And the logic behind this being, obviously, that Kiddush on Friday night is deraita. It might not be fully deraita to make it on wine, but certainly the concept of mitzvah Kiddush is deraita. So for that reason, the Kiddush comes first.
Would you make Kiddush on the bread?
Oh, yeah, so we'll come to that a little bit. So, the Tal put forth the following point. He says, you know what this Shulchan Aruch is discussing? This Shulchan Aruch is discussing not a situation where we don't have bread for the Tzuda. It's discussing, like the word indeed implies a little bit, it's discussing Tzorchei Tzuda, other to fill out the sort of mold time. Other things, not just bread and water, you know, you should put the chapter, you want to have something more than that. Donkey Suda means something over and above the basic bread. But we're not discussing a question of whether a person has bread or not. It says the Tal, Aval Abtah, the Lecha Mishnah, were there to be a question, were that to be hanging in the balance, whether or not you have bread for Lecha Mishnah, who koidem Liyin Kiddush? If that would be the toss-up, if it were to be between why the Kiddush on Friday night or bread for Lecha Mishnah, that would most certainly be have preference. The bread would have preference over the wine. Why? The Lecha Mishnah, the Kuli Alma Deiraita. Lecha Mishnah is even more of a greater significance of Deiraita over and above Kiddush. Because Omer Rabbi Abba, like Rabbi Abba in the Gemara that we just learned, where Kol Kitzvah gets said Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah says the Tav is Deiraita. The wide of Kiddush is a Rabbanan angle of a Deiraita Mitzvah. But Lecha Mishnah itself is a Deiraita Mitzvah of the Tav. So therefore, if the toss-up is between Lecha Mishnah and why the Kiddush Hayoy, Lecha Mishnah comes first.
So this is not by Lecha Mishnah?
No, no. When I say Kiddush Hayoy, I mean... No, we're talking about Lecha
Mishnah.
Right. But what he's saying is, I think the logic behind it is, that first of all, there is some discussion about this, and second of all, maybe better, that the why is definitely not very right. Somebody says the why is very right. That is a Rabbanan Tikkun institution, how you're meant to do this, and how to do this, and this. So do it over wine. But the actual wine is not very right.
So you're going to do the Kiddush of something else, most likely
to
bread in this
case. Oh, so we'll talk about that in a second. But he just says that...
He's not saying, we have a fight between Lecha Mishnah and Kiddush, so do Lecha Mishnah and forget Kiddush.
Right.
He's not saying
that. Right, you're still going to be able to do the Kiddush. Right.
Okay.
Correct. You're going to be able to do the Kiddush, you'll do it on the bread. Right. Now the reason he gives... But that was the bring out that the reason he gives to prefer the bread over the wine is because he says that the bread is the right. And he takes this drosha, is what we started to bring out. Is this drosha indeed a full deraita? Yes, he takes this drosha as being a deraita. Now, in the actual case under discussion, it could be that even if we'll say not like the Tav, and we will posit that perhaps this Lecha Mishnah is not very right, it's a Rabbanon, it's some type of Asmachta, and indeed there's a Mogen Avraham elsewhere who says that it's not very right, it's not even clear, it's an absolute obligation. It's definitely not very right, says the Mogen Avraham. Even if we'll say like that, unlike the Tav, it could still be that the actual stuck halacha of the Tav in this case is true for a different reason. But that is the part saying that if you have a toss-up between whether to buy wine or whether to buy bread, you should go for bread. So the part says you should go for bread because Lecha Mishnah is very right. That's one logic. But could put forward a different logic why you should go for the bread. You should still go for the bread. It might still be true that you should go for the bread, even though the concept of Lecha Mishnah is not very right, sir. There could be a different reason why you should go for the bread. Because the bottom line is, as was already pointed out, that by having that bread, you can fulfill all your obligations. You can make Kiddush on bread, not the end of the world. It's equivalent, or almost equivalent to making it on wine. You have to make it on something, so you'll make it on the bread. So when you have that bread, you can fulfill all the various obligations. So even if we will not take on board, like the Tav, that it's the Raita, rather like the Mogen Avraham, who says that it's the Rabbanon, nevertheless, the Pesach Halacha will remain the same in this case. You'll still go for the bread over and above the wine. It just crossed my mind, and nevertheless, there could still be one case where there might be enough kamina. What would be if a person had one piece of bread? He's got already one piece of bread. One challah. He's got one cup. Now, with the remaining money, his toss-up is whether to buy a cup of wine or whether to buy a second bread. So if we will go with the logic of the Taz, who says, you know what? The reason to go for bread is because Lecha Mishnah, double bread is very right. So if double bread is very right, no question you're going to go for the second bread. But if that's not the reason, well, in all truth, Kiddush is more significant. But says anyway, when you have bread, you can do kiddush. But here, we've got really one bread. Now, the question is whether to go for wine, which is definitely better for kiddush, or to go for the second bread. It could be that, it well be that maybe you should go for the wine. And you know,
one bread is nice. Wine is a wine.
Wine is definitely...
Wine beats one loaf.
That's what I would suggest, of course,
two loaves. Two loaves beats wine.
Because wine is definitely the preferable way to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush. The same way you do it away.
Well, but you say what?
You wash before the kiddush.
You don't say what you're going to get,
then
you say...
Yeah. Yeah. When you get to at the point in kiddush, yeah. At the point in kiddush where but normally one would say a hagefen, right. Instead of hagefen, you insert. How much is that? I mean, you eat the bread. Right. You have to wash until it's the night beforehand.
Ah, right. So you wash, and you do this, and you say, well, select them, and you eat, and this is the
basic.
You finish up the rest of the kiddush.
You say first how many is left on the rest of the kiddush.
Right.
And then like you would do with
the one. You don't do the second, so you watch before you do the whole.
Yeah.
Just
as on the side, brothers will tell us that some of the Yekisha Minhagim have the minhag to wash always before kiddush.
Yeah. On Friday night.
Yes, yeah.
It's just a way to keep people quiet between kiddush and Avodah, otherwise it becomes the whole.
Yeah. Maybe kiddush and bread has to last mission. Have to have two breads before you can make kiddush and bread. How do you know?
But the higher the two, I wouldn't think that the two things are related. But they're two separate concepts. They're two separate things. Kiddush got to be made on something. It can be made on bread, but yeah, but there's a second halacha that every time you wash on Shabbos, you're supposed to have like a mishnah. Even if you have extra spits, you're supposed to have Lekha Mishnah. So you are supposed to have it. But if you don't have it, presumably it would still be a cue of Mitzvah Kiddush. Okay, let's look a little further at some of the halakhahs. How exactly is one supposed to do this? With Lekha Mishnah. So, after the second line. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Ashi, Chazina Leila Rav Kahana. I saw Rav Kahana, the Nochat Tarfi, he took hold of two loaves, two challahs like we have, Uvotza Challah. And he would cut one. So over the out of the two challahs, he now takes one of them and cuts it. That's how most of us do. Omar, and he says, Lotu Ksin. He says they gathered double. But it doesn't say anywhere that they cut double. Doesn't say anything about it. Cutting double on Shabbos. It just says that they gathered double. So to signify that, then we take hold of two loaves of bread. There's no reason to cut both. Why should you cut both? Then the Gemara continues, Rav Zeira, have a botza a kula shevut. Rav Zeira would cut the entire portion. It's a loosely translated. Rav Zeira would cut the entire portion. So we have now a machlokes in the Rishonim. What exactly did Rav Zeira do? What is the meaning of this halachah of Rav Zeira that he cut the entire portion? What is the entire portion? So we're going to say that. So Rashi does not learn that way. You actually learn, Botsa the Kulei Sheirute, he cut the entire portion, Prusa Gedoyla. It means that he cut himself a very large slice. Because when you cut bread, you can cut a challah, you can cut very thin slices, like a bread slicer, or you can cut a good chunk, a brick. Rav Zeira, he cut himself a very big slice. The Dailoi Bo Lo Iso Suda, a big slice of bread that was big enough to accompany his entire meal. The covered Shabbos, and he viewed this as a type of covered that you want to get into the Ma'acholim of Shabbos. But there is a covered to the Shabbos is like a way of showing Chavivus for the mitzvah Shabbos. The Tzadik Velech El Harvey, you're going to tuck in to a good Shabbos meal. Okay. So according to Rashi, you're very teaching out the Hogar Toiva, and the Gemara even questions whether maybe one continues to question whether maybe it's not the Hogar Toiva because it looks like Rav Sobot, and it's like you're overly indulging in your tithes. It's the Kabbat Shabbos, and it's clearly the Kabbat Shabbos, it's okay. That's the way Rashi learns. But the Rashbo learns differently. Mira Lee says the Rashbo, the Botta al Kol HaKikra is Kohama. When it says the Rav Zeira cut the entire portion, it means that he cut both bread. And we showed the God we know, because we said just before that.
In one go, or
just... In one go, yes. The Lokat Tarot to you, we said until now, the Rav Ashi and Rav Kahana, they took hold of two and cut only one. The Reb Zera Botsak, who kicked the Reb Zera did differently. Reb Zera cut both of the breads. The Botsak, who kicked the Manchi Kamei, both of the breads that were in front of him. Why did they call that, etc.? So we have, according to the Rashba, a machloekis between the Amei Rei, what is the correct way to be Mekayim Lecha Mishnah. The Rashba is learning that according to the opinion of Reb Zera, it is correct not just to cut one of the breads. But to cut, indeed, both of them. We'll see a little bit later on, a little bit more what the reason is for this. Now, how do we cut in this China? According to Rashi, there's no such opinion in the Gemara. It doesn't exist an opinion in the Gemara which is cut too. According to the Rashba, we have the opinion of Rav Zera, how much to cut both with. So the Shulchan Aruch.
So what Rashi does in Rav Zera?
No, Rashi learns in Rav Zera a different reason. A different meaning, I'm sorry. He uses these words and he cut the entire portion. Rashi just doesn't mean he cut himself a very large slice. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that he cut both breads. The Rashba is learning that Reb Zera cut both breads. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in these halachas, Boseya al Shtei Kikret Shleim, if you take hold of make hamotzi over two breads, Sha'oche Shtei Beyodeh, well, hold two breads in one hand, Uboseya Hatak Toyah. And one cuts the lower bread. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that we're only cutting one out of the two breads. Yeah, and it's the lower one, yeah, it says add that in the night. In the day, we cut, we do the other hand, and we cut the top one. That's our peak of
olive. It's a layer, first layer.
As much information as I can give you, that's what it says in olive.
The first layer that lands down. Maybe that's just two questions. The first layer of Moses came down is the bottom layer.
Ah, that's like a nice reason I'll keep shut.
And the next one is the top of
the first one, whatever came in first,
and
is at the bottom.
The second layer, which answers why it's stay there, because it's two layers, and that's why it wasn't there.
Very nice, very nice. So that is the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah made mention of another minhag. The Maharshal at the bottom of the page, the Maharshal of Shloch. No, I can laugh to Yishneim. Actually, Meister, the Maharshal and the Shloch, they had the minhag to cut both of them. Kepirush HaRashba. Like the opinion of the Rashba, but Hein Hiskim HaGro, and this is what the Gaon said as well, is correct. In Makbid Al Hoito, however, if one bothers about the expense of cutting six colors on Shabbos instead of three colors every Shabbos, what you could do is, oh, you say Gimel Chalitz Gedolus, the Gimel Chalitz is a practical piece of advice. It doesn't have to be six massive colors. You can get three big colors, and three tiny rolls. Gimel Chalitz is a chol seudah, for you say achas gedolah v'achas gedolah. And in each meal, one would cut one large one and one small one. Nevertheless, there's the Mishnah Berurah, that was their midah, but v'ha'olam noegin kashul v'ha'olam. The midah v'ha'olam, I think this is definitely the midah. Most people is to follow the Shulchan Aruch and to cut only one color, not to cut two colors every foot. But you might have heard of such a minhag, and there are people who do, and it comes from this opinion of the Rashba.
Well, are we saying at the time of the
Brahma
we're talking about?
Yeah. After you make a mitzvah, you begin to cut the.
Yeah,
you have whatever you want. The question is, in the cube of the way one fulfills this sort of mitzvah, this idea, Lechavisha, how does one do it? So those who do it, yeah, those who are masters of this idea, they take two colors. And right away they cut through both of them.
Like
I've not seen so many people do it, but I have heard it. Yes, so
you give to each one a piece of that one.
A little bit like that. So there's a particular different reason, but there's because there's two concepts going on. There's the actual fact we have to have a mochi, and there's the mitzvah achilas matzah. So we have one to. So I'm going to see a one for matter. Now the Torah Tumimah questions this whole idea. How can it be that there's an opinion that says you've got to cut both? The Gavir arrives, says the Torah Tumimah, I will prove to you that in Torah is Torah Rahata. So all you've got to do is cut only one. The Mashi Tokos, the Kolbo, it says in the Kolbo, one of the only Rishoyed and Vishay Namakul, the quote in the Medrash. On Yom Shishi, what did they do actually in the mitzvah? On Yom Shishi, every person got his double portion, two oymes, That's what everybody got. Now, Mikal Oymer, out of every Oymer that's in this Medrash, Ofu Shnei Sikrim. They prepared two loaves. Two Oymerim, out of every Oymer, they prepared two loaves. Two and two is four. Hurry, hurry down. You have four. Okay? That's on Friday morning. But also Echol V'yoyim Vav Baboyim. The first portion, the first loaf of bread, they ate it on Friday morning. I mean, early times, before that, it was normal customs to have two meals a day, not three meals a day. So, the first one they ate, that was their Friday daytime meal. Ushloisha, then you're left with three. Ushloisha, the Shalish Tzudis, Shal Shabbat. Then you're left with three for the Tzudis of Shabbat. For whole food, or effort. So you're left with three. One for each meal. Now, the aim of you going to stay colored is you're going to tell them that every meal they would cut two colors. Harry, initially, to the chakras, grab kikra echo. All you would be left with for Shabbos morning already would be only one loaf of bread. But for the shlishis, loy nisha pa klal. The same to the shlishis, you wouldn't be left with bread at all.
But in
essence,
you're not
going to
have
the commission
for Shabbat
service either. Yeah, even according to the regular way of doing it, you only cut one. They didn't have to. He carries on with a big devout kiddush, which the person did not say like him, that he brings from this kolbe. The kolbe wanted to say that for Shabbat service, you don't need that commission. But we don't have it like that.
You have four.
Okay, you have four. You ate one on Friday morning.
Right.
So when it comes to Shabbos period, you only left with three.
That's right. So you two more for the second meal, you eat one. Then you have two left.
Yeah, that's okay. But first of all, his question, which he's asking, is that if you cut two at every meal,
then
you're in your brother. And the brother is bringing up that in truth, even if you cut one, you don't have that commission, shall
you?
No,
you've got three times. You start with four. One's finished. In the morning, you've
got two colors. You eat one. The night, you've got one
left.
The morning, you have two colors. You eat one. You've got one
left.
But Shabbos
says
you've got one
left. Yes, Friday, you have three when Shabbos comes in. Friday night, you eat one.
That's right.
Shabbos day, Shabbos morning. You also eat one. So you have to eat. What? Start with three. Then you
have
one.
Maybe faster.
Okay, but this Medrash is saying, look, it says, I'll come, actually might have a minute to fast on Friday. But. Okay. So, in truth, actually the Rashba himself, in the Tshuvas of the Rashba, he asks this question. He asks the question and he says the text. So it seems doesn't mention this, that the Rashi himself asked the question. In this third paragraph he says that Yesh Yomrim Shem Lo Yukal Al Shtei Kikrin Shelayim Ba'achat Sholim, that it's good enough to cut one bread. This is what we see in the Majlta, that they cut only one. Exactly this proof that the Torah Yomrim. But he says no. Let's go to the second paragraph in the Chubbis of the Rashi. For Rabba the Mokhtar Kulashim Rusa, those who cut both breads. There's a different idea going on over here. They're not simply coming to copy what they did in the Midbar. You're right, maybe in the Midbar they couldn't. So the Lechem Mishnah Kodosh. We're making a drosh on these words, Lechem Mishnah. She says, hey, I feel you have a seer of Pish Nayim Mishari Moitakon. There's something special about Shabbos that we want to show that it has an added aspect of Brocha, a Brocha Fula, something special, something double, different from the Shari Moitakon. The Kot of the Tankumah, like the Medrash Tanchumah says, Kol Midi the Shabbos Kol. In all sorts of angles we find that Shabbos is two. Everything in Shabbos is two. Shnei Kolotim. The Korban of Shabbos, the Kol of the Korban Musaf, every day there's a Korban of one sheep. The Korban Musaf of Shabbos is two Kolotim, it's two sheep. Mizmor Shir, the Shir of Shabbos is Mizmor Shir, two expressions of song. Lechem, Mishnah, Zohar, Vishomer. So we see that on Shabbos, every inning of Shabbos is something which denotes the added bracha of Shabbos is the fact that every Shabbos there's two. So that is the answer to this question of the Torah Tumim. We're not coming simply to follow or copy exactly what they did in the Midbar. Maybe in the Midbar they didn't have enough bread and it wasn't available, so then they couldn't do it. But we're coming to
signify this fact and this idea that Shabbos has an extra angle of bracha. In many places we see Shabbos as this mini the Shabbos couple, the things of Shabbos are double, and for that reason we cut both breads according to the Rashba. We'll stop it for today. Maybe next time we'll look for more from added halachas and lechem mishnas. It's very interesting and very practical. Yeah. Great.